Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Wayne Cruz, Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne, tell us about CEI.
CEI is founded going on 35 years ago, and we focus on the regulatory enterprise like we're talking about today. Fred Smith founded the group. He had come from the left. He had the libertarian, so to speak, conversion, and started the group to do activist work, to do analytical work, to do marketing, all in favor of liberty and limited government. And so we've been at it for a long time. We work on a range of issues. You've had several of our folks on talking about issues, you know, from Obamacare to financial services to environment and energy and things of that sort. And I tend to look at the broader regulatory state and its expansion and, we hope, retraction.
Well, absolutely. And you guys are doing a great job. And your 10,000 Commandments, and now 25th anniversary edition, is one of the great products of what you guys do. Wayne, as you look back on 25 years of this report, and as you think, as you kind of peer into the future a little bit, which you ought to be able to do, I'm sure you can, what are your thoughts? Where are you? Are we better off? Are we worse off? Have we accomplished anything?
Yeah.
What's the trajectory? What's the vector that you're seeing going forward?
Well, I always think that the trajectory for liberty is upward, and I think we have setbacks occasionally, but then we start moving forward again. And sometimes I joke that there'll always be in America; it just won't be here. But but I'm kidding about that because, you know, as you and I were talking about during the break, there's a difference in atmosphere between the Obama administration and the Trump administration for businesses, for example. I think one of the key issues with the regulatory state, though, that we have to address is you'll often hear us say that the government is steering and the market is just rowing in too many areas like finance or healthcare or energy and so forth. And we do need to roll back those regulatory constraints because even when we slow down regulations or if we eliminate two for one, year after year after year, they still accumulate like barnacles do,
right?
And you need to come up with a way of reassessing everything,
and resetting,
and rolling back.
Sunsetting. How many times have I been saying this?
We got to
sunset these darn things.
Is the way you do it.
Hey, they don't have a problem sunsetting my tax cuts. So why don't they sunset regulations?
Yeah, I always hear it. You know, it won't work. They won't pay attention to the sunset. But oh, that's one that they do pay attention to. But I think as we were talking about before, I think if you do have sunsetting and even if they continue the rule, you've still got a data point that you can hold legislators' feet to the fire. Because the main thing, the problem now, and you talk about the trajectory, is, you know, often regulators now don't even need to write rules. They use what we call regulatory dark matter, but that's memoranda, guidances, notices, circulars, bulletins.
It's a blog post. It might be as simple as post.
Or a press release, and that's how
all of a sudden, slow down, Wayne. Wait, folks, I want you to understand this now. There's a law, there are regulations, but then they want to take it one step further. They want to make it more onerous on you and me, the regulators, the bureaus, the offices of whatever, labor or whatever. They want to take it one step further. So somebody just writes a blog post. It goes up on their blog, and all of a sudden, there's agents all over the country enforcing what that blog said. Am I right, Wayne?
In the Labor Department, the independent contracting rule was just a press release.
That's right.
And the franchising rule was that way too. And they were gotten rid of in this new administration, but then they're gotten rid of just by a statement or a retraction. So it's not, you mentioned it earlier in the
program. We can't print our businesses We can't plan our businesses on the whim of a blog, Wayne. We're out here fighting for our lives. We can't be subjected to something that's that flimsy. I mean, that's just evil.
Well, let me say something good on this point.
Quickly, I got 20 seconds.
We talked about the difficulty. It's hard to get legislation through the Senate, but there is bipartisan recognition of the problem of the abuse of guidance. So I can say to small businesses and larger businesses listening to your show, there is interest in it. There's bipartisan proposals, and that might be some of the low-hanging fruit of what we can get through the Senate in terms of the regulatory.
Well, you keep their feet to the fire on that, Wayne. Keep up the good work. We're proud of what you're doing, and thanks for the good report today. Come back soon.
Thank you for having me, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.